We're here with Ed Bryce from Lumention. And Ed, you're the Senior VP of Marketing?
Of Marketing, Nick. Thanks.
Fantastic. Nice to see you. And also Brian Fish with Lumention. Brian, maybe you can tell me about what you do for the company.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the Director of Product Management for our Risk and Compliance Management products.
Fantastic. Nice to see you both.
Thanks, Nick.
Listen, we wanted to ask you about the trends that you're seeing this year, especially in comparison to last year.
Sure. We actually see sort of three major trends. One is the convergence of IT security really into the enterprise IT process. That's sort of running up against another trend, which is, of course, CIOs today and CSOs are under a lot of pressure to reduce costs. So they're looking at things like cloud computing, virtualization, and outsourcing, which is inherently, while it's reducing costs, it's inherently introducing new risk factors into the organizational IT environment. In order to be able to address that effectively, IT operations and IT security really have to start to come together. They can't really be managed as a silo if we want to be able to effectively address our risk and also if we want to do that efficiently. I would say then the third major trend that we are seeing is definitely there's a new threat landscape. We've talked about insider threat in the industry for a while, but I would say in the context of the new economy, there's a different level of insider threat. You know, recent study, for example, by the Ponemon Institute came out and said that 70% of people would actually take a company's proprietary data if they were laid off. So in this economic climate that we find ourselves in, where policy may have addressed our issues last year, policy without technology is really toothless. And in addition to that, I think in that same threat landscape, this Web 2.0 that we hear a lot about, well, the reality is we used to use PowerPoint and Excel and Word a couple years ago to collaborate. The tools we use today to get the productivity that that we want are social networks, blogging, widgets, gadgets, Facebook, you name it. Ultimately, right. The applications are being pulled through the browser. 70% of web-borne malware comes through a unpatched browser at the end of the day. And so this browser that's a window on the endpoint is bringing in a tremendous amount of a risk. Then I'd say the sort of the other area is that there's been a failure of the traditional security. You know, we in the industry have been investing in things like gateways and firewalls and antivirus. We now have to start looking at new approaches like application control. And at the end of the day, security is becoming more about risk management, and no enterprise can really address 100% of its risk. So what risk do we address? What risk do we prioritize, especially in the context of compliance, which is also on the rise? And that's where Brian, I think, can add some interesting perspectives.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things that security has been accused of for a long time is being the department of no. We tell the enterprise that, no, we can't embrace new technology because we're scared of it. There's risk. Mm-hmm. And I think the current economic climate has really put an emphasis on the need of the enterprise to embrace things like virtualization and cloud computing and social networks, as Ed alluded to. And security is no longer in a position where we can afford to tell the enterprise, no, it's too risky. We have to understand that business drives where IT goes, and if, as a security profession, we can't get comfortable with that and understand that we need to be able to communicate effectively to our management, what are the risks we're going to face in getting into this, and what are the reasonable steps we need to take so that we can mitigate that risk while at the same time embracing that new technology. That's the direction that we're going to have to go to continue to stay relevant as a security profession.
Sure. Maybe you can tell me, considering the trends that you gentlemen just have mentioned, maybe you can tell me a little bit more about how Lumention is approaching a lot of these issues.
Well, I think the way that we're starting to approach it is, you know, we really look at it now in the context of risk. And as I mentioned before, there's not an enterprise out there that can address all of its risk at the same time. And so how do you get the visibility across your core IT processes? How do you bring in your compliance regulations? How do you address those requirements against your IT assets? And ultimately, how do you prioritize what IT assets you have to address that have the the greatest amount of potential risk, right? So it becomes a risk optimization game. The more visibility that you get across that, then you're able to more effectively utilize your IT resources to manage that. The better you do at that, then the lower your TCO. So ultimately, the way that we're positioning ourselves as a company is we have a full end-to-end operational endpoint security suite. So we help you address your vulnerabilities. We help you to protect your data in terms of forcing encryption onto USB sticks to address insider threat. We help you to prevent malware from executing through our application control and a whitelisting. And now we're able to really help you bring all of this together in a very visible way through our compliance and risk management solution. So at the end of the day, we want you to implement a solution once and comply with many.
That's fantastic. Is there anything else that you're particularly emphasizing at the show? I know ITGRC is sort of at the forefront.
Well, I think that ITGRC is one of the big announcements. I mean, the announcement that we made is the acquisition of SecurityWorks, of which Brian has joined us from, and we're very excited about that. I think it really creates a strong value proposition in that, you know, they sort of bring the automation of identification of risk and risk management across people and processes. We actually bring the automation of risk assessment, risk remediation across the technology side. Together, that reduces a tremendous amount of cost. We estimate anywhere from 30 to 50% of your cost of compliance we could definitely affect. I think the other exciting news here at the show is that we launched a partnership with Microsoft. We're creating a Lumentum Endpoint Integrity Service that ultimately our partner in Microsoft is going to provide us a lot of their hash level detail about their applications, and we can create a service where companies can actually certify and be able to verify that their applications are indeed true, correct, and trusted. And this really helps move whitelisting an application control much further along, and it really makes it a viable solution for a very dynamic enterprise environment. So two sort of exciting announcements. Every company struggling with how do I keep my security posture high, but at the same time, how do I improve my TCO and take costs out? And so we hope that we have solutions that can really help you optimize on both fronts.
Right. It sounds like a very strong offering, and what you said makes good sense. There's other folks in IT, GRC, and some of these product sets that you mentioned. What sets Lumentum apart?
I think what really sets us apart is our understanding of how you can bring process automation to that problem. What we've really done is strike a balance between a workflow, a risk management process that works and is functional directly out of the box, but with the ability to customize that process through content at key inflection points so that you can truly tailor it to match the customer's organization and their own personal tolerance for risk, their own personal risk factors that really drive the decisions they make about risk as an organization. But we enable them to leverage customization at those inflection points very quickly, very easily, without having to invest months or weeks in, you know, building a customized solution from a toolkit-based approach.
That's great. Well, listen, you might recall that we focus in financial and government presently. Do you have any advice for these folks, particularly in these industries, dealing with some of these issues?
Yeah, I think the advice that I would give is when you embark on a compliance evaluation process, start with a comprehensive understanding of everything you need to take a look at. I think there can be such a tendency to focus on the bits of compliance that we are comfortable with because there's technology like log management or vulnerability scanning that exists to make those very tangible and very tactile problems for us to solve as security professionals. But there's so much more that is left unlit if you take that approach to it. And so I would say at the beginning, make sure you have your arms around the breadth of the controls that you really need to understand and really need to evaluate in your environment. Don't leave those other things off the table simply because we don't already have the technology to automate them.
Yeah, and I think just to add one thing to what Brian has said, is that just because you're in compliance doesn't mean you're secure. And I'll leave it at that.
I think that's sound advice. Ed, Brian, thank you very much for your time, and have a great show.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for